Well, go on.
I...
What are you waiting for?
I knew the first moment I clapped eyes on her. She's dangerous. I don't know why I didn't take it seriously. It's my fault. What is?
Your daughter threatened to kill him.
No!
Pat, don't deny it. She said it to both of us.
Yes, but that wasn't...
Helen said she wanted to kill Robert, and that's precisely what I've told the police.
And if you're suffering domestic abuse or violence, a list of organisations that can provide help and support is now available at bbc.co.uk/actionline. Or you can call the BBC Action Line to hear recorded information on 0800 888 809. That's 0800 888 809. Lines are open 24 hours a day and are free from landlines and mobile phones. Now on Radio 4, it's time for the afternoon drama, Day Release. Written by Peter Jukes and starring Lenny Henry as Frank Watt, a double murderer emerging from prison after 30 years inside. Today, Frank is helping his friend Jeff on his first day release.
Love ain't just a word. No, it can change the world for the worse. After 30 years banged up, I've seen it all. But if I had to say one thing that causes the most trouble, I'd put it down to one word. Love.
Got everything?
If anything proves that, it's my mate Jeff's first day release.
I think so.
Signed your ROTO?
No drink, no drugs, no gambling, no women.
A lot of rules to break in only 12 hours.
I'll be 11 hours, 33 minutes now. Where the hell is Frank? And where's my...
Lost something.
Black tie.
You're wearing it.
Yeah, of course. Don't know what's got into me.
Day release. It's natural. You're nervous. Like a bride at her wedding.
Why'd you say that?
Just a phrase. People use them. Outside, in the real world.
Well, where the hell is Frank?
So, you plan to visit the grave? Say a few prayers?
Yeah, that's right. A little gathering afterwards.
Only tea, mind. Nothing stronger.
Oh, you've got to be effing kidding me.
Frank did promise to give you a day out to remember.
Yo, bro, check out the wheels. Bring in the noise. Bring in the funk.
What is this? A Back to the Future remake?
Chrome hubs, turbo overdrive, leatherette and sheepskin covers, surface-to-air missiles, 44,665 miles on the clock, according to the eBay listing.
Don't tell me you nicked it.
Nice idea. Cybercrime all the rage, but no. One of my mates in the hostel, brother, collects classic cars.
Classic? But classic what?
I hope you're insured.
As long as the day's short.
Can you open the boot?
Nice shirt. They do them for men, too.
Oh, very funny.
Now you look thinner, healthier.
Kicking the weed was a good move. Took a couple of months, but that therapy group really helped.
Well, I'm happy for you, Frank.
It's good to be out.
Frank, I had a call from probation yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Should I be worried?
I don't think so. Something about press inquiries.
Press? Why me?
Oh, they're desperate for any story these days. Probably just digging up your old record.
But I'm protected, aren't I?
Of course. Rehabilitation of offenders.
We're already half an hour behind. Can't this wait till we get back?
Look, I'll try to find out more. At what time's the memorial service?
2 p.m. Better get a move on.
Well, just get him back by 8, Frank. All in one piece.
One piece, I'll be asphyxiated by fumes first.
Fumes? Oh. Least of your worries. I haven't driven for 30 years.
Jeff. I know a memorial is a tough way to spend your first day release, but I'll be thinking of you.
You'll see us again shortly.
Who are you calling short?
Condolence lesson number one. When someone says their thoughts are with you, generally they're somewhere else.
Built up.
What's all this mess?
I think my mate's brother uses his car as a wheelie bin.
Yeah, reminds me of that old joke. What do you call a Skoda with a sunroof?
So 80s, dude. Skodas are cool now. Time to move on. Let's bust out! Sure you don't want any music on?
Spent the last 2 decades stuck in a cell listening to your music, Frank.
I made this great playlist.
I just want to feel the wind on my face.
Wonder when was the last time you felt wind on your face? Probably strange ways.
Frank, please. No fart jokes, not right now.
How does it feel?
Sorry?
I said, how does it feel? The open road. How does it feel? Freedom.
Freezing. Can you put the heater up?
I know what it's like. The first few hours, the outside world. So big and fast. Out of control.
The only thing that feels out of control is your driving. Is this really the first time since you've been out?
Almost. It's like riding a bike, isn't it? Or sex. It all comes back. You want to try it?
No way!
Go on, take the wheel. Have a spin.
I'm not insured. It's against my license.
Oh, your head is still in prison.
Please, just watch the road.
You got to decompress.
And leave your phone alone, Frank. It's illegal.
Online dating app. If you don't reply pronto, they think you've lost interest.
Careful, there's a tractor.
I got this.
Jesus.
Don't worry. Hey, here, look at that. See what you're missing?
Bloody Nora. Who's that?
Deirdre. I call her Deirdre of the Sorrows. Lots of history there. But flip over. That's Gloria. She took my prison cherry.
2 women on the go. How much does that cost?
Oh, bloody hell. It's not paid for. It's mutual. I have to swipe through hundreds to get a match, though. And they don't look exactly like their photos.
Well, neither do you. When was yours taken? 1984?
Online dating. Everyone puts on a mask. And then, when you meet, there's either chemistry or not.
Well, so Gloria was your first, after 30 years in prison?
More or less. First sex with someone else.
I don't know. Something wrong about all this. Where's the romance?
It's not me, mate. I like the old-fashioned ways. Lurking on the edge of the dance floor while they boogied round their handbags. But it's all changed since I was last out. Women today, they're, what'd you call it? Empowered. They've all seen Sex in the City. They're driving this online thing. They can check you out without being seen. See if you can at least spell. Oh.
Got another message. Someone called Rosa.
Rosa? Oh, boy. She's hot. Go on, what does she say?
What are you doing, Frank? I thought we agreed we'd both get off the dating site. Why are you lying to me?
She can talk. She must have been online to know that.
Oh, so it's okay for you, but not okay for her?
Of course. I'm a bloke.
This is so wrong, Frank. It's like ordering a cab or a pizza.
What's so wrong with cabs or pizzas? It's just a bit of fun. What's got into you?
It's the lying that gets to me, the deceit. But you don't tell them you're a double murderer out on parole.
Obvs. Might be a bit off-putting.
Well, there you go.
Well, I told Gloria everything. She's even more sympathetic. Most people are not as judgmental as you, Jeff.
I don't deserve to meet a woman. I'm a danger to women. They should keep clear of me.
Right. Let's leave that stuff behind.
What are you doing?
Your mind is still back at Ditka.
The speed limit is 60.
You've got your prison head on.
Oh, for Frank, this is too fast. You're not in control.
That's freedom for you.
Now look out, there's a dodgy over.
It's okay.
It's not okay. You nearly ran over a bloody badger.
I didn't nearly run over a
yes,
bloody
you
badger.
Bloody did.
It wasn't a bloody badger, it was a bloody dog. You need your bloody eyes tested.
All right, no, pull over now, that labour. I think I'm going to be...
All right, you win. Just don't throw up in the car. Don't you dare. The splashback will ruin the leatherette and the sheepskin. It's okay, it's okay. Deep breaths. You'll be okay.
I didn't eat enough breakfast.
Doesn't look like you ate any.
I've got to slow down. I'm taking things too fast.
It's like coming down to Earth after years in space. Everything feels heavy.
No. It's just blood sugars. I'm all right now. I could do with a soda and some aspirin, though.
Doesn't help that it's your mum's memorial. I know what that's like. I'll bury both my parents.
I'm not burying her, Frank. She's been dead for 5 years.
Why didn't you go to the funeral? I remember that day. You were in a bad way.
Yeah, my sisters didn't want me there.
Mine didn't care. In fact, I think prison helped my rep. We'll stop on the motorway, get you a drink.
What was it like?
Beautiful. She was buried under a tree.
Well, not your mum's funeral. I mean, having sex for the first time.
You dirty old man. I knew you couldn't resist. Well,
it's Rosa again.
Ignore her. She's getting too needy. You've got to draw a line somewhere. As for sex, it was a bit like driving. You think you might have forgotten, but you turn the ignition, loose the throttle. The carburetor roars. Something takes over. It all comes back, and you find yourself going faster and faster, not knowing why. Are you enjoying the journey, or are you trying to get to the end of it? Are you actually going faster and faster to actually stop?
Over quickly, was it?
You're feeling better.
My problem will be the opposite. I wouldn't know where to start.
We'll see, if we've got time.
What do you mean by that? Should have filled the tank before you left.
I did. This car guzzles gas.
No wonder the way you were driving.
If only that truck would just move a little, I could get on the slip road.
Freedom, eh?
Worst comes to the worst, we could always roll it to the pumps.
See, this is the thing they never tell you. Freedom of movement, freedom of choice. See, everyone's free to get stuck in a traffic jam, bumper to bumper, going nowhere, killing time.
Maybe I should put some music on now.
Why?
To change the record, Jeff.
Just ruminating on life.
Well, your ruminatings are killing me. Wonder what we can get here.
Gilbert, Nina Conte.
Doesn't it get to you, though? All these cars, all these people. 7 billion. All with their little lives, partner, kids, dogs, bicycles, surfboards. All trapped in their little bubbles, thinking they're special. Killing time. In the rain.
Don't think about it.
I'll go back to that.
Well, ain't classical, it depresses me.
No, it's not classical, it's Desert Island Discs. My mum loved it. Always put it on.
You get 5 minutes to go down memory lane.
Remember listening to it every time she took us on holiday. Getting up early, packing the car. Drive to Bridlington or Scarborough, packing a picnic. We drive for 10 miles and get stuck in a traffic jam on I-64. Just like today. Listen to radio. All them other families with their excited, bored kids. When we got out of hand, my mum would make me and my sisters play games in the back of the car. Spy the letters in the alphabet from the registration plate. Then we'd stop for lunch at a lay-by. Egg and Marmite sandwiches. Tea in a thermos. Gulls overhead. And my mum would say, prizes for who can see the sea first.
Sounds like a bloody long journey.
Oh, yeah, well, listen to that.
No, you weren't. You were talking over it. I was in a good mood, and now you're really harshing my mellow. We're beginning to move.
Don't take the piss, Frank.
Talking of which, I also need a slash.
How can I help you, sir?
A coffee?
Sure, what would you like? Cappuccino, latte, red white.
Frank.
Macchiato.
Help.
Frappuccino, Americano.
Sorry about that. Took ages to fill up. What's the problem?
I just wanted a coffee, not an Italian lesson.
I'll have a flat white. My friend is just out of prison, so he'll have something short and bitter.
Macchiato?
Great. Plus these two brownies.
Sure. That'll be £7.85.
£8?
You got a touch?
Sure.
Your receipt.
That's terrifying. They can commit daylight robbery without you even opening your wallet.
Easy come, easy go. Word to the wise. You've got to relax. You'll burst a blood vessel at this rate. Did you get some aspirin?
No. Didn't seem to be anybody to pay.
Self-service checkouts. They're everywhere these days.
Soon they won't need people at all, will they?
What have you got down your trousers, then?
My penis? What do you think?
Don't try and fool me, Jeff. Keep still or I'll nut you.
Hey, get off.
Packing tape. Scissors? Why did you nick these?
As I said, I couldn't find anyone to pay.
Here's your Americano flat white. Is everything all right?
Fine. Cheers. My old pal just can't find his marbles at the moment. What the actual foxtrot, Jeff? Don't you see the cameras? Security guards? You were lucky not to get done.
Get your mitts off me.
Getting your own back, is it? Getting away with
just
it?
Leave me alone.
Or maybe that's what you want. You actually want to get caught?
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just go.
So that's it. Prison head. Come on.
That's the problem. In a nutshell, we all pretend we hate it, but we love it. Safety. Secretly, we need the man with the big stick to tuck us in before we go to sleep each night.
Oh, hold on. Oh, slow down. Just it. There it is.
You always said you were brought up in a terrace house. This is a bloody mansion.
It's a four-bed detached. It's hardly a mansion.
You told me your dad died young, single mum, hard times. Why did you lie to me?
I didn't. This isn't where I was brought up. That's round the corner. This is Karen's house.
Karen?
Karen Atkins. I've told you about her.
Oh, is that the bird who dumped you when she discovered you'd had underage sex?
It wasn't like that. Trust you to traduce what I said.
I haven't traduced anything, whatever that means.
She was my first love.
And as the song goes, she will be my last.
First met at primary school. We used to dance in the breaks, then we'd get married.
Music of the future, music of the past.
I met her again in town when I was 15. She asked me for a light, that was the spark.
Doesn't take much at that age.
We were together for 8 years. 15 to 22, that's like everything is a lifetime.
Do we have to relive it all now? Haven't you a funeral to catch?
I remember throwing stones at that window and jumping out one morning when her parents came back too early. Landed on the rosebed.
I can't see any rosebeds.
Well, of course not. That was 40 years ago. She's moved on.
But you haven't.
I haven't moved at all.
I know what it's like. Decades behind the door. The past gets kind of frozen. But this is your chance to begin to put all those years behind you.
I don't want to put them behind me, Frank. If I had a time machine, I'd go back to those days without a second thought.
One thing I've learned since I've been out, the past always looks better, dude. It's an optical illusion.
It's not an illusion.
It is. The past is always better because we were younger then. We still had a future.
Everything was possible then with Karen. The words we said, the vows we made. Everything so vivid and real. See the big hill over there behind the poplars? Every Sunday we'd walk up there, along the old canal. Not a month has gone by, probably not a week, when I haven't dreamed of calling for Karen at this house and walking up that hill again.
Get online, man. You'll have more new flames than it can cope with. And no more dreams. Snap out of it.
I have to warn you, no one's been here for a couple of years. My sisters are still arguing about the sale.
I still try to cut you out of the will.
Bequests are a real poison chalice. First they fell out with me, next with each other.
What's that smell?
Must be a dead rat under the floorboards.
Are you sure your mum's not still laid out here somewhere?
Well, Dan said they'd kept one room clean. They'd come into the parlour.
The parlour? My. Aren't we posh? What is this? Aladdin's cave?
I told you she loved to collect stuff. China, souvenirs.
Snow scenes!
Probably worth quite a bit. She was collecting them for 50 years. Think she got that one in Disneyland. Went with my dad. Last happy days before he died.
Always loved it when it snowed. The world seemed like a different place. Until it melted into slush.
Yeah, Mum thought the world would melt in some big fire or freeze in some new ice age. Check out the kitchen. She kept enough canned food to outlive a nuclear winter.
And we better be getting a move on.
Bet there's still some money hidden in the cushions. She was always ready for the end of the world, except hers. Oh, that'll be Dan, old mate.
Hold on. You know the release conditions. No old associates.
God, chill out. I've known Dan since school. He knew me mum.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
Hey, not bad. How are you doing?
Can't complain, like.
This is Frank. We've spent the last 5 years locked up together.
What's your?
All right.
Dan used to run the cab firm with me.
All gone to pot now. Cheers, internet.
Frank loves the internet. Gets his pickups on his smartphone these days.
It's great. They come really quickly.
I'm just going to go see if there's any aspirin cupboard.
You take your time. No rush.
Dan?
Oh,
cash in the cushions.
Everything's still on?
Rehearsal starts at 4. They're coming in separate cars. Groom wants to check the timings. I know the driver of her car. He'll get there early, park round the back.
How'd you do that?
Boss puts a lot of business his way. Meanwhile, the groom's driver's timing things to get stuck at the eastern level crossing. I checked the schedule. There's a freight train coming down from Teesside. What are you looking for?
Right, this'll do.
What do you need a vacuum cleaner for?
Frank's car's a tip.
Oh! Oh, watch it, mate.
Oh, tar very much. Why do people always say watch out when it's too late?
Oh, looks like you've broken a skin. You need a plaster on that.
No, I've got hanky.
You'll bleed all over your dress shirt.
There's some plasters in the car.
No, I'd better clean it first.
We stopped fussing. You remember the vodka and orange?
Oh, in the boot. You must be expecting one hell of a party.
Keep your voice down. All right, Frank. We're all set. Are you ready to roll? What have you done to my mum's cushions?
Just making sure there's no cash hidden in them.
Oh, sorry, allergic to feathers.
You'd stoop to anything, won't you?
Well, I don't want the bin men to snaffle it. You could do with some cash. What have you done to your head?
Oh, don't pretend you were doing it for me.
You haven't half made some dodgy friends, Jeff.
Yeah, well, you don't get to pick and choose who you meet in prison. But I can always rely on Frank to look after himself. Now, let's go.
Dan coming with?
I'll ride with him. You follow behind.
There's only three of us. Why do we need two cars?
Dan's got a Beamer. It's a big day. I wanted to travel in style.
I'm not sure this is in your licence, Jeff.
All right, now who's got the prison head on, eh?
Doris in loving memory of 2010. Joan, loving wife, 2012. 2009, George, dearly departed.
Yeah, must be here somewhere.
Maybe we've got the wrong graveyard. I could ask inside the church.
No. Keep looking. I'll check up by the gun.
What's going into Jeff? After all his fuss about his mum's memorial, it's like he doesn't want to be here.
Search me.
No, thanks. But you were at the funeral. Wasn't that long ago? You must remember where she was buried.
Oi! Desperate Dan! I asked you a question.
Sorry, I'm just listening for the freight train. Due to pass through 2 minutes ago. It's late.
Jeff's mum! That's what we're here for, not train spotting. You must remember, where is she buried?
She wasn't buried, mate. She was cremated.
Hang on. Then why are we looking for a grave? I don't get it.
Hey, pick her at 6 o'clock. Best behaviour.
Can I help? You look a bit lost.
A bit? Completely.
Jackie Montgomery. I'm officiating at the nuptials.
Come again?
The Atkins Woodward wedding. Have you come for the rehearsal?
No, we're not looking for a wedding, but a funeral.
A memorial.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't have any scheduled this week.
You sure? The service is supposed to start at 2 for Iris Hoagland?
Donnelly, maiden name.
Iris Donnelly? Perhaps you're looking for our sister Catholic church, St. Michael's.
Where's Jeff? He can clear up this mess.
Very sorry about all this confusion. I must confess I prefer funerals. Burial service, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So poetic. And people are so much more honest and open at a wake. Compared to wedding receptions, I mean. Oh, but I should watch my words. There she is, the bride.
Why is Jeff talking to her?
Maybe an old friend?
She looks like she's seen a ghost.
Looks like they know each other well, from that hug.
The bride. What's her name again?
Atkins. Karen Atkins.
Jeff's old flame.
You know her too? Oh, what a small world.
What do you know about this, Dan?
Don't look at me. I just did what he said.
There's no memorial service, is there? Did you fake up that email?
I deny all allegations.
If the prison finds out...
Prison? Am I to take it that you're all residing at Her Majesty's pleasure?
Not me. No, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Oh. Jeff's out on day release. Official reason, mum's memorial service. But it seems he's come to see his old flame before she gets married.
Oh, dear.
Dan! Don't tell me you gave him the keys!
Oh, bloody old Jeff.
He's done a runner. What am I going to tell Shuddy?
More to the point, what am I going to tell the groom? The rest of the marriage party are expecting a rehearsal.
I could get done for this, Dan. Aiding and abetting. I could lose my parole.
Yeah, hang on. Don't drag me into this.
You gave him the keys to your car. You could be charged as an accomplice, helping a prisoner escape.
His first day of freedom. Where did you come from?
Did cut open.
All the way to see an old lover? I wonder what he's planning to do.
I can stop him. Don't worry.
Are they going to elope? I've never had a bride elope just before the wedding day.
Just give me half an hour, Vicar. I promise I'll get her back. Don't call the police.
The police? Oh, Lord, no. I was just thinking how unutterably romantic it is. Your old lover comes to stop you before you walk down the aisle, rescued at the altar.
Yeah, the governor might not see it that way.
Don't worry about the wedding. To be honest, I thought they were a bit chalk and cheese. Colin is a bit of a control freak. OCD. And Karen's such a free spirit. They seem to be getting hitched because it was the next thing to do.
Dan, come on!
Don't break up the reunion on my account. Let love run its course!
She's got a point there. Let love run its course.
Where? Into a ditch? This is a car crash.
Please, slow down. This is a traffic calming zone.
Well, it's not a me calming zone. What's it going to do with her?
It's not fuel efficient to drive like this.
I'll give you fuel efficient, you snivelling train spotter.
No need for that kind of language.
Sorry, neck-bearded nerd. Is that better?
I haven't got a neck beard. It's designer stubble.
What's he going to do with her?
I don't know.
Let's see how fast we can take this speed bump.
Hey, steady on. Ugh. You'll wreck the suspension, you could crack the sump.
Don't care, not my car. Where's he taking her?
Hey, watch out! There's a pelican crossing ahead.
Really?
This is very inconsiderate to other road users.
That woman's life is at risk. What's he going to do to her?
I don't know, just slow down. I've told you all I know. I thought he just wanted to see her again. I had no idea he'd run off like that.
Has he gone back to his mum's house?
Maybe.
Which way?
Left, at the next traffic lights.
Don't you get it? Jeff's been inside for 15 years, brooding like this. If he just wanted to see an old flame, he would have told me.
If he really wanted to see Karen again, he could have come to his mother's funeral.
Hold on. I thought his sisters wouldn't let him go to the funeral.
Is that what he told you?
He wouldn't say anything that day. He was in such a state. He even lost at dominoes. I knew something was up. I caught him in his cell with a noose made of torn up sheets. He was on suicide watch for a week.
It's nothing to do with his sisters. They're a bit stuck up. They're all like having a criminal in the family. But of course he was invited to the funeral. It's his mum, after all. You don't really think he'd hurt Karen.
I don't even know who this guy is anymore. I've been living with him for 5 years. Could do anything. Hold on. What did Jeff have in his bag?
Some vodka and orange.
He hates vodka. Reacts badly to it.
Some paracetamol for his head. Oh, and a vacuum cleaner hose.
What?
He said it was to clean your car. Oh, yeah.
Jesus, are you stupid? A hose without a vacuum? Vodka? Paracetamol? Packing tape?
I can't see him. I don't think he's in there.
Where's he gone, Dan?
Careful! That's my best suit!
It'll be your funeral if you don't cough up. Vodka, paracetamol, hose, packing tape. He's going to kill himself! And he's probably going to take the love of his life with him.
I can't breathe.
You want me to call the police and name you as an accomplice in a kidnap and murder?
No.
Then where has he gone?
I don't know, I promise.
He mentioned going back to some place in his dreams, a big hill, an old canal.
Yeah, it sounds like Beacon Hill. Lover's Lane, we used to call it.
Where is it?
Just head out of town on the London Road. You can't miss it.
We can't miss it. You're coming with me.
Why? I'm just a driver.
If somebody dies or I kill someone, you're going to explain what happened. Come on!
It's like a dream. I've thought of this for so many years.
Then I'll pinch you. See? It's real.
You haven't changed. I recognise you immediately.
You too.
Really? Got so old, thought you'd just see a stranger. Or hoped you would.
Why?
Skeleton in the closet. Self-expecting a look of horror on your face.
Well, you were wrong, weren't you? You came all this way. Your first day out of prison in years. I was touched.
Yeah, you must be. in the head.
You know, I kept all your letters. And the cassettes.
Really?
My first husband wasn't very happy about it, but I told him. What the hell? You're part of my life. Problem is, I don't own a cassette machine anymore.
You're going to have to pinch me again.
All the other school friends, you get to see them online. Facebook, Friends Reunited, but... But you... You just fell off the map.
For obvious reasons. No internet in prison. Another drink.
Why not?
Groom and the bridesmaids must be going crazy. Well,
no one's called.
There's no phone reception up here.
I've been married twice already. Hardly need a rehearsal. Oh. You remembered. Vodka and orange.
Couldn't find any cherry bees.
Oh. Don't often see your barley wine around much either these days.
It's a little left of that time. Even the old cassettes won't play. Traces, it's like Hansel and Gretel lost in the forest, searching for breadcrumbs the birds have ignored.
You really haven't changed. For all those years in prison. You remember the first time we came up here? What was that tape you used to play?
Lark Ascending.
Lark Ascending. Yes. Listen. It's a sign.
I've wasted my life, Karen. I've wasted my life.
That bang on the head must have knocked all the sense out of you, silly boy. Oh. Why didn't you make contact years ago? I told your mother to pass on the message. I would have written back.
I wanted you to remember me as I was. I should have just left it there. Now, I've come back and I've ruined the past too.
No. You're such a perfectionist. Always were. All your schemes and plans. Is that why you didn't come to her funeral? Because of me?
I shouldn't have come back now either. It's like ripping up the last thing I had left, a dream.
You were such a dreamy boy. Funny and smart. Everyone thought, no, they knew you'd have a bright future. Well, what happened to you over these years, Jeff?
Well, the first stretch, I completed my A-levels. Unfortunately, I also learned how to do VAT carousel fraud. And that was the only way to make money. So, second stretch, I got an open university degree. I also got a load more contacts with money launderers who were importing cocaine. So the third stretch was longer. Then I got a PhD and yet another degree. But when I got out, I still had all those old pals and a heap of debt. So I ended up suborning witnesses in big criminal trials. And that's the last sentence, 7 years. I served five.
Such a sad story. It's such a waste.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine. I just mustn't smear my mascara.
Wasn't my plan to upset you.
So why come back now? To break my heart again? On the day before my third wedding?
Because it's over. But I'm done.
You've done your time. You're just... starting again.
My life is over, Kat. Can't you see that? Who's going to want to know me?
So why did you come back?
We left so many things unresolved.
And how are you going to resolve them? I remember you like this sometimes. So closed. Ugh.
You okay? Something spooky?
Cold. Not really dressed for the outside.
Let's get back to the car.
Yeah.
Did you
you call the wedding party?
Yeah, got a bit of reception. Texted them I'm on my way back.
So this is it?
What do you want from me, Jeff? After all these years, what can I do?
Well, you've done more than enough. I know the truth now. My life would have been totally different if you hadn't left me.
Sorry?
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming you.
No, I mean, sorry, what are you talking about?
Well, it's my fate. It was a fork in the road. I took the wrong turn.
I didn't leave you, Jeff. You left me, remember? You disappeared.
You wouldn't have wanted to know someone like me.
What? Well, there you go again. In your bubble. You decided not to see me anymore. I had no say in the matter. It was your choice. Oh, you've got it so upside down. Why do you lie to yourself? Does it make it any easier?
Well, do you think this is easier?
I wanted to see you again. Your mum knew the truth. You could have asked her when she was still around. Come to think of it, you could have asked me if you'd come to her funeral. I went. You didn't. You ran. You hid.
No.
You ended it. Don't blame me. Jeff. Jeff, are you okay?
It's nothing. It's just a raw hypno in the vodka. I'm kidding. You don't really think it.
If that's all you were after, you wouldn't need to drug me. Who's that?
This is all I need. Like a hole in the head.
Jeff, turn off the engine and get out of the car now.
Oh. Who is this? Police?
No, the opposite.
Jeff, I'm serious. Get out of the car before I smash the windscreen.
Oh, is he some prison friend of yours?
Don't worry, I can deal with him.
You sure it's safe? He looks pretty scary.
Right, don't worry about it. He's only murdered twice before.
What?
Give me the keys.
What is this, Sweeney act?
Give me the keys. And where's the hose?
What hose?
I had to tell him, Jeff.
The one you took to top yourself. Give me the keys.
What are you going
to
make me?
Hey, steady on, lads.
Go and spot some trains and stay out of this. And you had the gall to call me out for deceiving women online. At least I didn't try to kill them.
Well, you weren't going to hurt her, were you, Jeff?
Of course not. I was going to take her back to the church.
Well, and then what? What's this? Packing tape. Hose.
I don't understand, Jeff. This man is scaring me.
You're scared of me? You should be thanking me. I've probably saved your life.
Oh, I'd never have hurt her.
Old story, heard it all before. Bloke feels depressed, wants to end it all, ends up killing his missus instead.
It wasn't that. I didn't know what I was going
to
do.
Exactly. Once you're ready to do violence to yourself, why not someone else?
I just wanted to say goodbye. Then I was going to drive down to the level crossing, lay me dead on the track, so... I'll just park in a lay-by and run the engine.
You selfish, cruel, unthinking...
You wouldn't have done that. The day before my wedding.
I'm sorry. I needed some way out.
Oh, Jeff.
You apologised to her. What about me? I organised this whole day for you. Try to make it nice. Smart wheels. Good music. Even set up a couple of women on the internet for later.
Why'd you bother?
And you repay me by planning to top yourself. How could you do that? To me?
I'm sorry, I just had enough of it. I don't like living with myself, I've had enough. This bloke you see with the PhDs and all the psychological insights, he doesn't believe half of what he says. He's a liar, he's a sham. Oh,
big deal. Been there, got that T-shirt. And so you lose respect for people who trust you. So you lie to them even more. But why land me in it?
I'm unreliable, Frank. Devious. I've stolen other prisoners' canteen. I even cheat at Domino's.
How do you cheat at Domino's?
I wondered that.
Well, that'll be the 1642 to Doncaster.
Looks like you've missed your chance, Jeff.
When's the next one?
Not for another 3.5 hours.
Can't wait that long. Starve to death.
You two had better get a move on too, if you don't want to hit the M62 tailbacks.
I'd better get back too.
Dan can drive you.
Can I have my car keys then, please?
No speeding in traffic calming zones, though.
You've given a speech tomorrow.
Of course. But I'll just recycle the last two. I'll welcome all Colin's family, and then to my family I'll say, welcome back.
Can you two give us a moment?
Sure. But don't try to elope. I'll get in trouble if you're back late.
Remember what you said about getting to know each other again?
Of course. I don't know what it means, though.
Could just be his friends. Oh, whatever. Let's just go with the flow, eh?
I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Oh, you old softy. Don't cry. You'll make me cry.
Have a lovely wedding, Karen. I'll catch you later.
You will. Don't be a stranger.
You ready, then?
See ya.
And Deirdre and Gloria lined up for a bit of R&R. But I guess a bit of nookie's out of the question now.
Yeah, such a quick learner.
How's your head?
Awful.
Well, I'll turn down the music if you want.
It's okay. It takes my mind off it.
You've got time to stop and get you an aspirin.
I'll get more packing tape too, huh?
Yowza, and a gimp mask. Then we can have a real party.
You don't need a mask.
I'll kill you if you try to kill yourself again.
I love you too. Look, you pretend you're so different, but maybe there's someone in your life. Someone you'd kill for. Someone you'd die for.
Leave it out.
One day, when you're strong enough, maybe you'll tell me. Or her.
Oh.
Hey! Who would have thought Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid would get back in good time?
Yeah, more like Morecambe and Wise.
Little and large.
Who are you calling little? What happened to your head, Jeff?
He had an argument with a lamppost. Lamppost won, as always.
Isn't life full of drama? You'd better go and sign in.
Hey, Frank, do you want to mentor my next day release?
I'm not your mentor. I'm your tormentor. But you seem to enjoy it, so sure.
I have no idea what's gone on today, but I'm not going to ask. I don't want to know.
What were you saying this morning? Something about a call from probation.
I don't know where it came from, but you mustn't worry.
Well, now you got me worried.
Your PO, Mick?
Right, yeah, what?
He had a call from a tabloid newspaper asking about you.
What about? The stuff during the riots 30 years ago?
About whether you knew Lucas Davies or Aisha Davies.
What did he tell him?
Nothing. I mean, what would he know?
You better not talk to anyone.
Of course not.
Everyone's going to be gunning for her now. She's front runner for mayor of London. Papers would pay good money to trash her reputation by connecting her with me.
How could they have made that connection? I mean, who else have you told?
No one, of course. Except... Oh, stupid.
What?
That substance addiction thing you put me onto. I blurted it out. If one of those dope heads in the therapy group...
Frank, just hold on.
I'll kill him.
Look, just calm down. I'll deal with it.
I'm not your prisoner anymore, Shuddy. I'm free.
Excuse me? No, you're not. You're a lifer. Only out on licence. I can make it a condition. You check in with me every day if I want.
Oh, yeah. Try it.
Just so you remember who's the boss here, eh, Frank?
Bring it on.
Look, just do what I say.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear me? Okay?
In Day Release, Killing Time by Peter Jukes, Frank Watt was played by Lenny Henry, and Jeff by Ralph Einson. Shuddy was played by Devi Amir, Karen by Adjua Ando, Dan by Ewan Bailey, Jackie by A.D. Allen, and the barista by Sam Ricks. The director was Mary Pete.
And you can find out whether Frank manages to keep that story quiet at the same time tomorrow. After the news, Helen Mark discovers why the landscape in and around Gainsborough is peppered with nodding donkeys. Open Country is next.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Two 15-year-old girls from County Durham have been sentenced to life imprisonment for beating to death a woman in her home in Hartlepool. Angela Wrightson was left with more than 100 injuries. The judge called the attack cowardly and said the girls had subjected the victim to gratuitous degradation. They'll have to serve a minimum of 15 years. David Cameron has said he makes no apology for sending leaflets to every home, setting out the case for remaining in the EU. The Prime Minister said he wanted to make the government's position clear to everyone.
We think it would be a bad decision to leave. We think it would be bad for our economy, bad for jobs, bad for investment, bad for families' finances. We think it would be bad for universities. We're not neutral. So we've made a clear stance in this leaflet, which I hope everyone will get a copy of at their home.
The leaflets cost £9 million. Those opposing Britain's EU membership say the government is using taxpayers' money on propaganda. Prosecutors in Belgium have made a fresh appeal for help in the hunt for the man in the hat, the prime suspect seen on footage of the Brussels airport attack last month. New video shows him on his way to the city centre. Aung San Suu Kyi has said the government in Myanmar will release all remaining political prisoners within the next fortnight. Ms. Suu Kyi, who was appointed to the powerful position of state councillor this week, said activists would be pardoned and charges against those being prosecuted would be withdrawn. A high-profile Irish Republican has been arrested in connection with a murder in North Belfast in January. Sean Kelly is being questioned about the shooting of Conor McKee. Sean Kelly was previously convicted of carrying out an IRA bomb attack in 1993, in which 10 people were killed. Ginger nuts, custard creams and bourbons are once again rolling off the production line after a biscuit factory flooded during Storm Desmond last December got back up and running. The flooding at the United Biscuit plant meant some brands disappeared from supermarket shelves. BBC News.
Very soon, I'm going to make you Mrs. Rob Titchener.
The penne alla rabbiata was to die for.
You're mocking me.
I wouldn't.
It only took 15 minutes.
Well, it was delicious. Forget what happened earlier.
Please don't be angry with me.
I'm not angry, Helen. I'm disappointed.
Earlier this week, he said, "I'm not a monster, Helen." Do you think he's a monster?
The Archers. Download the podcast now from the BBC Radio 4 website.
The American author Elizabeth Strout discusses her novel of Olive Kittredge, which won the 2009 Pulitzer Prize, with James Naughtie for Book Club in half an hour. But now on Radio 4, it's time for Open Country with Helen Mark.
I've been standing for a few minutes just watching the movement of a mechanical